prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we're going to start. Today is actually strength and conditioning extravaganza. 2 hours of the best coaches in the business. Coach Rob Regish during the first hour for his regularly scheduled Blueprint Power Hour, where he answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, drugs, everything, all of it. Then at the second hour, Coach Charles Staley is going to come and talk to us about the primary pattern workout. Remember, he's the guy who came up with the EDT, which I know Rob Regish is also a fan of that training style. So let's not waste any more time and bring Rob on.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Good. I'm excited to listen to Charles, man. I'll tell you, when Charles Staley talks, I listen.
You know, and it's funny. It's like when I put this show together, it happened by accident. I was like, man, Coach Rob and then Charles Staley on the same show. This is like a 2 hour strength and conditioning extravaganza.
All right.
I like that word, extravaganza. So I sound pretty good for a guy who's 43 hours into a 72 hour fast, don't I?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. More power to you. I don't think I could do it.
Well, and I got to be honest with the audience. First of all, I am microdosed today. Those of you who are following my microdosing experiment, so I'm definitely in great, great mood. And I've learned something. For those of you out there who are microdosing, try taking 2 to 3 grams of L-threonate, magnesium L-threonate, along with your microdose that morning. L-threonate, if you remember, I started talking about L-threonate about in 2010 when the study started showing that it improved cognition and memory in dementia patients. Since then, several studies have been done, and it does two amazing things. It improves glucose uptake by the brain, but more importantly, it increases cerebral spinal fluid in the brain, and you can think of that bath of fluid as improving connectivity. Electrical charges work better, let's say. And if you take that when you microdose, you actually your brain works faster. It's pretty cool stuff. So check that out if you're into the microdosing scene. And those of you who are know what I'm talking about. Anyway, how you doing, Coach?
Pretty good, pretty good. Coming off, I was laid up for 2 weeks with a back injury, but I was back in the gym and squatting yesterday. So it was all good.
All's well.
Yep.
Mike Ginelli says, what's your take on nitric oxide products, NO2 products? They're still around, so do they have any merit?
Well, you know, I still marvel at the money that's wasted on these kind of products, albeit, as Mike said, they seem to have become a regular part of people's regimen. So let's try to understand why. The very first NO2 product that hit the scene was put out by a guy named Ed Bird, who listeners may or may not be familiar with. Bird co-founded the original EAS in the early 90s. With Anthony Almada, who ultimately, both of them ultimately, sold out to Bill Phillips, and of course he assumed the EAS line at that time. But be that as it may, Bird noticed the role nitric oxide played in getting a pump and allegedly muscle growth. I say allegedly because I don't think getting a pump is necessary for muscle growth, although some people swear by it. Now, the original ingredient to accomplish this was arginine, from which Bird used arginine alpha-ketoglutarate, a more absorbable form. It is a precursor to nitric oxide, and when 3 to 6 grams are taken pre-workout, it generates a slight pump that users feel. So all of a sudden, this stuff started catching on, and all sorts of copycat products followed suit, and it seemed everyone had an NO2 product on the shelves, many of them finding their way into pre-workouts, which is ironic because most of those products have high, high levels of a vasoconstrictor, caffeine, which works against NO's effects. Regardless, consumers keep buying them. The real truth of the matter is that if you want a great pump, it largely goes back to your pre-workout nutrition. And the easiest way to do this is for insulin levels to be higher, and amino acids and glucose are then carried into muscle cells that prime the pump. And believe you me, using macronutrients to do that works far better than any singular amino acid. Now, if you insist on using an amino acid to do it, I would forget about arginine, alpha-ketoglutarate, or even agmatine, which I think is the current hot one. You want L-citrulline, around 6 grams worth. Citrulline converts slowly to L-arginine, which is a precursor to nitric oxide. But so it's a time release; it's much more of a time-released effect. But here again, I don't like using straight-up L-citrulline. You know, it's not the time of the year, but if you want the pump of your life, eat a whole watermelon before your next workout or half of a very large one. The combination of naturally present citrulline, water, and the insulin surge will blow you away. Everyone that's tried that always writes me back to say how well it works. It really takes them by surprise. So otherwise, I wouldn't put too much stock in NO2 products. I think they're 99% hype and contribute very little to muscle growth. The cost-to-benefit ratio, for me anyway, is just not there.
So we love to feel stuff, right?
Yep.
And you can feel the pump, just like you can feel caffeine, right?
Yep.
So no one pays attention to a study done by the University of Kentucky around 2006 or 2007, but you can find it on PubMed, that shows that increases in nitric oxide actually impair calcium channel activity in muscle fibers and reduce contractile force of muscles. So think about this for a second. You're taking creatine because you want to increase force. You want to increase the work that you can do. It's very well possible that that thing that you love to quote-unquote feel, that nitric oxide booster, is actually making you weaker. Think about that next time you buy one. So, interesting. Yeah. Max Moon says, like you, I have a son who's 10 years old. How do I get him started? He's really into his iPhone, and I have trouble tearing him away from it.
Well, for my money, you start by telling him that 2 or 3 times a week, you're going to train together. Now, understand, you're not asking him, you're telling him. There's a big difference. As the adult, you set the agenda, so it's really non-negotiable. Young athletes, which I'll define as preteen, they need structure but also guidance, especially in the area of form. So here's what I do with my son. Twice a week, we perform body weight work, and we use Convict conditioning as the system. So his very first workout was one set of 10 wall push-ups and one set of 10 wall pulls. The entire workout took less than 2 minutes after warm-ups, and he was floored that that was it. Now, I deliberately did that to establish the fact in his mind that regular exercise, at least from a time perspective, is manageable. You know, he watches Dad perform the movement to get a visual, and in some cases, I'll do it alongside him. But from there, it's an easy sell to perform a second or third set if the situation calls for it. He began building momentum and achieving things he never thought possible. And along the way, you can teach him other great lessons. For example, we always exercise before we eat. And by doing so, I'm teaching him that a work muscle is like a sponge, right? Absorbing nutrients from his meals after training. Convict conditioning is also ideal, in my opinion, because each step has a beginner, intermediary, and progression standard. Now, interestingly enough, he is showing great instincts insofar as how much he wants to bite off and chew every workout. He is also gaining an appreciation for the fact that some exercises are a lot harder than others. You know, and it's interesting to see how he's matured in that area. You know, the pull-up series, for example, very, very difficult. The first couple of workouts, he was almost crying because he wasn't hitting what he wanted to. Now, you know, he understands that that's just the way it is. Some are tougher than others. So he knuckles down and he grinds through it. And he understands that it may take a lifetime to really get good at it. Watching his confidence grow is another one. It's a wonderful thing to see in your kid. There was a time when he thought he'd never be able to perform two sets of 35 close stance bodyweight squats. In fact, he said that when he was looking at the progression standard. He said, I'll never be able to do it. So I didn't say anything. I just silently wrote it down. And, of course, a few weeks later, he does it. And the look on his face was priceless. More recently, I had him Sunday here. He's up to 70 bodyweight squats in a row now. That number isn't really important. What is important is he does more every week, and he's learning to use his mind to will his body on. Finally, I don't buy the old argument that young athletes will necessarily stunt their growth if they engage in resistance training. In fact, I think if anything, the reverse might be true, right? Training boosts growth hormone output, particularly if you're doing it on an empty stomach. And I have no qualms in starting them early. Calisthenics, I elected because they're going to be easier on, you know, developing joints, etc. But in all candor, if I myself was starting over, that's exactly what I would be doing. I would be trying to get as pound for pound strong as possible in these bodyweight moves. He has a lifetime to take that strength and demonstrate it on external objects like barbells and dumbbells if he so chooses. So that's something to think about insofar as training young athletes. I hope some of those points help. Just don't do anything that make it appear overwhelming. It doesn't need to be, and that's usually their biggest fears.
Andrew Mitchell says, where do you come down on training the abs? I just can't see mine no matter what I do. Stop training them and start dieting.
Yeah. You know, of all the muscle groups that are bastardized by modern training methods, abs have to be at the top of the list. And part of that is due to the shift from abs being a real functional muscle group to being a showpiece for the general public. Somewhere along the line, the public had been brainwashed into thinking that a tiny waist is part and parcel to strong abdominals. Nothing could be further from the truth. In males, at least, the waist should be like any other muscle group, rugged and powerful. You can see this in old-time strongmen circa the turn of the century. All right, these were men with thick, it looked like indestructible bricks for midsections, and it was built from heavy, progressive training. They were as flexible as they were strong, and they conveyed great power, from the legs to the upper body and vice versa, which if you think about it, is exactly what's going on in a squat or deadlift. So not until the 1960s did bodybuilders start to emphasize looks over health, and of course drugs came into the situation too. Somewhere along the way, the public became fascinated with abs. Not necessarily huge muscles, but rippling abs were to be aspired to. And then, of course, we get all these ridiculous gadgets that were devised to get six-pack abs. And over the past two decades, you've probably seen them in late-night TV commercials, right, with smiling models and making it look easy as pie. Nothing could be further from the truth. You need to train them hard. So first, let's talk about movements. Forget sit-ups, crunches, and other ridiculous exercises. Hanging leg raises and weighted planks blow them all away. By the time you can perform two sets of 20 reps in the hanging leg raise, legs are raised up to parallel, you will have stronger and better developed abs than 90% of the people in your gym. And assuming you get to that level, two sets of 20 with body weight, you know, hold a 5 or 10 pound dumbbell in between your legs, or feet rather. You will be shocked due to the fulcrum of the movement, how much, you know, how heavy that actually feels. I like to do that until I can't go any farther. Then I just dump the weight and go on with body weight. Weighted planks are the other excellent ab movement.
Yeah, I want to get a weight vest just for this.
Yeah. You know, the only problem here is if you don't have a weight vest, you need a partner to put the weight on your back, right, for you. What I do with my clients, I personally put a dumbbell inside a milk crate and then just place it on their back. And
that's a great idea, because then you could load, you could put three or four, you could customize the weight as you go, and you don't have to worry about it rolling off their back.
Exactly. So, you know, again, that is another phenomenal movement for your abs. Finally, if you really want to see your abs, your body fat needs to be under 10%, mm-hmm. generally speaking, which obviously goes back to diet. Old saying in this business, abs are made in the kitchen. Totally agree with that 100%. Now, just because you can't see your abs, though, doesn't mean they're not strong. Vasily Alexeev, the big Russian, who on many counts was the world's strongest man, he had a gut that would make any bar patron proud. He also happened to have some of the strongest abs in the world. So don't judge a book by its cover. Work those two movements hard. And when you do train them, make sure to place them last in your workout. Because to pre-fatigue your abs before heavy squats or deadlifts or even other movements, that's just asking for it. You know, this is one muscle group that's very sensitive to smart exercise order and selection. Otherwise, take abs and put them on their own day, and you can do them there, and they won't compromise your other big lifts.
Great advice. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Justin Collins. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So I've compiled all of these mashups, and I use them to work out to now. And I'm actually thinking about putting them on a CD, and for the cost of shipping, providing them to the listeners. Because I receive emails all the time from people asking me, what's the deal with that mashup? Where can I find that mashup? Thanks to my son, Chase. When I first started doing the show, he helped me put the mashups together. Sons, right? Wonderful thing. All right, so Justin Collins says, can you go over again how to warm up when working with really heavy weights? It takes me forever, and I'm sure there has to be a better way. Good question. You know, really good question.
I touched on this maybe once before, but it's definitely worth reiterating. I'll tell you what I do, and I'll use a squat as an example, because you're right. Far too many people waste too much time and energy warming up. You know, after a long and drawn-out process, they arrive at their working weight and come up short. And there are reasons why this is happening. So here's how I would propose warming up yesterday I was using 360 for my work sets. The first thing I'll do is one or two sets of light leg extensions. I think the leg extension, to me, it's pretty useless. Although, I will use it to warm up the knees, and I think it does a good job of that. The next thing I'll do is I'll grab a 45-pound bar or some dumbbells and perform some hamstring stretches. Or, if I'm really pressed for time, I'll grab some light dumbbells and perform a set or two of dumbbell step-ups. You know, the idea is to get blood into the knees, use a light load to stretch the hamstrings, and in general, increase blood flow. The other thing you're going to want to do, this is very important because a groin injury can put you out of action. Make sure you're doing groin stretches, left and right, left and right. Again, you know, box squats are a wide stance exercise, so plan accordingly. My first warm-up set is with 275 pounds. I usually do that for 2 or 3 reps. I then rest 3 to 5 minutes, and I go up to 300 for a single. I rest 5 more minutes, I do 330 for a single, and then finally 360 for a single. So it takes me about 15 minutes moving 1,815 pounds during my warm-ups to get to my working weight. The important thing is, now that your central nervous system has seen 360 pounds, when you go to do your work sets, it's going to feel very manageable versus, you know, going straight to 360, and that, of course, is like jumping into ice water, or worse, what most people do. Here's how most people warm up. they'll do 135 for 10, 185 for 10, maybe 200 for 8, 2 1/4 for 8, 250 for 6, 275 for 5, 300 for a triple, and then they'll get to 360 for their work set. By the time they make it to their first work set with 360, they've already lifted 10,375 pounds. Why? Why? I just don't get it. All that does is deplete their muscles of the chemical energy they'll need to make it through their work sets. They are already compromised. Not only that, but the jump from 300 to 360 a lot of guys make, it's going to feel like a ton of bricks. And I see variations on this theme every time I'm in the gym, and it drives me nuts. Years ago, and this was significant, I was really taken aback by this. I recall reading about the Bulgarians' take on warm-ups. Long story short, they didn't believe in them, at least light warm-ups. They believed that when you warm up with light weights, the muscles become best conditioned to lift light weights. Since they wanted to lift the heaviest possible weights, they never warmed up with less than 70% of their one rep max. Matter of fact, there's some story about one of the Bulgarian or Romanian lifters walking over to a squat rack, and it was loaded with, I don't know, 600-700 pounds, and he did it cold, just completely cold. So while I still believe, yeah, you need to perform warm-ups, I don't necessarily agree that those warm-ups have to be light, nor do I think you need to perform reps and reps with those weights that only take away from the energy you'll need to do justice for your work sets. Finally, if you think about it, the same lesson applies to your total volume. If you're performing 16 sets for chest, I don't care what kind of warm-ups you do, you'll be holding back somewhat to make it through those 16 sets. You know, now bring it down to 4 work sets, and what you'll find is your intensity skyrockets. And all of the, of all the fundamentals in weight training, intensity, volume, or frequency, intensity is by far the most important. So, I'm sure that might raise some eyebrows, but frankly, that's how I warm up and get ready to really tackle my work.
Well, and something you said just now is about perception, right? And perception plays a large role here. You're talking about warming up with very light weight and the body perceiving that this is the work we're going to be doing. Then when you drop some real weight on it, you go, God, this is so much heavier. I did something that everybody talks about from time to time. Chief, I didn't know how much was on the bar, And I was pressing the other day, and I misloaded, and I was supposed to be doing, my top was supposed to be 280 at 8 reps and 240 at 12 to 15. And I didn't realize it was 280 on the bar, and I did 15 reps. Wow. And when I got out from under the bar and I went to put plates on, I went, oh, my God, they're on there already.
Yeah.
And I thought it was 240, and I handled it like it was 240, and I did 15 reps like it was 240. I had never done 15 reps with 280 before.
That's awesome.
So perception is really, really important, and I agree with you. I think that handling heavy weight up front – now when you put real heavy weight on, it doesn't feel like it's a dramatic transition.
Right.
I'm with you. Jeremy Powell says, I get what you're saying about eating enough. What I can't pull off is eating the 4,000 calories a day that's necessary for me to gain size. How on earth do you eat that much food? You drink it, and a lot of it's fat.
Yeah. You just kind of...
Well, you know what? Coach Rob has been saying this for so long now that even Elisa Profumo knows it. Elisa posted something about canola oil leading to dementia, and somebody said Coach Rob used to drink 2 cups of it a day, and Elisa Profumo put, no, he used to drink Mazola corn oil. Everybody knows that's how you add calories.
Well, you know what? It's an extreme example, but I'm glad it registers because it's the truth. You know, strength athletes, generally speaking, they need 20 times body weight and calories to really appreciate the power of food. And because if you've never eaten that much and consistently, then you have no idea how powerful that is in adding size and strength. It is the single most anabolic thing anyone can do, even more so than drugs. The issue seems to be, one, getting the food down, and two, this is the more important of them, doing that day in and day out. So first, let's see where most people go wrong. The first thing they do is they focus too much on protein. Everybody knows we need more protein, so virtually everyone eats a fair amount of whole food protein, and of course, we all buy protein powder. Nothing wrong like that. You know, nothing wrong with that at all. It works with one big caveat. It'll work if there are enough other calories around to spare the protein to build muscle. What this means is you cannot eat 200 grams of protein a day and maybe 1,500, more calories from other sources. Why? You know, that's a total of only 1,900 calories a day, which, believe it or not, is around what a lot of people eat, which that's the reason why food labels are set to 2,000 calories. You know, that's not nearly enough. Unless you're 3 feet tall, you need to be eating a lot more. In this example, you need to be eating 3,200 more calories a day after you figure the protein in. Since you're eating around 1,600 calories in whole food now, you need another 1,600. The easiest way to do it, you said it, drink those calories, not eat them. So here's a 1,600 calorie shake that can be sipped on in addition to meals or in between them. A cup of heavy cream, 1,000 calories. Two scoops Thrive, 200 calories. Two rounded tablespoons of natural peanut butter, 200 more. One banana, 100 calories. Two tablespoons honey, 128 calories. Enough water or shaved ice to thin to your liking. Total, 1,628 calories. Now, you can mix it up, if need be, by lowering the heavy cream a bit and adding, ice cream. In the example of ectomorphs, that's entirely appropriate. Other quality additions include Greek yogurt, wheat germ, pineapple juice, and olive or flaxseed oil. You want to eat like that for 2 weeks, maybe three, and then take your waist measurement. If and when the waist goes up an inch, drop the shake for a week or so until the waist comes down and your body becomes receptive again to overfeeding. Now, I can just hear some people screaming, ice cream, heavy cream, isn't that a lot of fat? And the answer is hell yeah, because trying to hit 4,000 calories a day or more, eating perfectly clean, is almost impossible. You know, besides, what puts fat on easier? A lot of calories from fat or a lot of calories from carbs? Virtually every top power lifter and a fair number of bodybuilders will tell you, you need those fats to get big and strong as possible. So here's the bottom line. You can't gain any appreciable amount of muscle eating like a bird. You can get stronger. You're not going to get bigger. You show me someone eating 4,000 calories a day with just 150 grams of protein, and I will show you someone with more muscle every time versus the guy eating 300 grams of protein a day but only 2,000 calories. It's a game of, big eating equals big muscles.
I just want to throw something in there.
Yeah.
If you have trouble eating a lot of food, you must try Atrantil, however you want to pronounce it. Go to soupyradio.net, click the Atrantil website banner ad, order a bottle, take two capsules with every meal, and watch if that food doesn't even feel like it's in your stomach 10 minutes after you finish eating it, and you could eat again if you have to. I'm telling you, much of the feeling of being full after a meal is less about the actual bulk of the meal and more about the gases being produced in your gut in response to the digestive process. Etrantil gets rid of it. I'm getting email. Even Dr. John Parker said he's using it, and his wife is too. It's amazing stuff. No, that's none of us should be without it. I'm serious.
That is a game changer. It will be a game changer.
You could eat 5,000 calories in two meals and not feel full.
Oh, jeez.
Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Jeremy Powell. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We shall return.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
So Superhuman Radio has joined Spreaker, SPREAKER.com. And once we have 100 followers on Spreaker.com, we will automatically be put up on iHeartRadio's podcast listing.
Awesome.
We could reach millions and millions of new listeners. Spreaker is free. It takes a couple minutes to create an account or a profile, and then select Superhuman Radio as the show that you want to follow, and you're done. You don't have to use it to download your shows. If you want to, you can. But the bottom line is the more people we get to respond to it quickly, the faster we'll be on iHeartRadio. So check it out. Scott Cavallo says, longtime listener and love the Power Hour. My question is, what are your favorite bodybuilding drugs? All of them.
What a great question, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have used my fair share, but I wouldn't exactly call my experience vast. I can honestly tell you I never used anything illegal. Of course, what was legal yesterday is illegal today, yada, yada. But staying legal was always my one and only requirement. Note I didn't say safe, just that it had to be legal. Now, like many of us, I lived through the era of pro-hormones from 1996-2004, and I tried a fair number of them. So here's what I would tell you. My all-time favorite drug is testosterone, which I'm on HRT, so it's the real deal, and it's for some very good reasons. Reason number one is test belongs in your body, okay? It isn't seen as something foreign like a SARM. It doesn't cause many problems. In fact, just telling it like it is, it's virtually all upside, even in individuals taking far more than what any doctor would prescribe. The New England Journal of Medicine study, using 600 milligrams a week for, I think it was 12 weeks, it might have been 16, showed virtually no side effects, with the exception of more muscle, less fat, and greater strength. Now, sure, you will suppress your natural levels at that dose, but it comes back, but and even faster if you're using things like, post-cyclotherapy drugs. While most people on HRT will stay on for life, that's usually the proposition. Recovering your natural test, if you so choose, is fairly easily done. There just aren't many downsides to tests and a lot of upsides. Now, one of the downsides, after you've been taking it a long time and you're an old goat like me, your body might make too many red blood cells. The blood gets a little thick. No big deal. You just donate blood. But quite honestly, test is one of the most benign things I've ever put into my body. With respect to other stuff, I used to love 1-AD when it was available. Okay, it had very mild sides, and it worked really well to add muscle. I got about $10 a bottle. That was kind of my average. It was also a real pro hormone in every sense of the word, using an enzymatic reaction to convert to one testosterone. And then when one test became available, I tried that too, okay, most ominously in the form of methyl one test. I gained a pound a day for almost 3 weeks. Then I got my blood work back. HDLs were in the single digits. Liver enzyme levels were through the roof. And it felt like I had a low-grade flu all the time, which is no fun. The blood pressure increases were likewise pretty scary. I mean, think about it. You're adding a pound a day. How do your heart and lungs keep up with that? Methyl one test was really crossing the line, okay? And then things like Superdrol and honest-to-goodness steroids that needed no conversion started being sold. And predictably, the party eventually ended, and today they're all banned, at least the ones that I consider to be good. It's just as well. None of it was real muscle. And in the case of, like, methyl one test and Superdrol, you lost it as fast as you gained it when you came off. It was like, you're in the bathroom for 2 or 3 days, and there go your, 12, 14 pounds of muscle. When it comes to Dianabol, Deca, Anadrol, Tren, all those different drugs, the popular ones, I never tried them. Obviously, they work and work well, but they're not for me, primarily because of legal reasons. I didn't need them when I was younger, and to be honest, some of the more harsh drugs, I don't think I could tolerate very well at my age right now. I also never got into GH, insulin, thyroid meds, Klan, any of that stuff. It just wasn't my scene. I could discern enough from my reading and from discussing with other people about them that the risk-to-reward ratio for me just wasn't there. Your mileage may vary. So here's the final word, and I really believe this deep down. If you can't gain with optimal test levels, either via being young or, you know, being on HRT, if you can't gain with those test levels and eating big, then something is very wrong in your training or your rest habits. Now, I pass no judgment on people that use, absolutely none, only on those that use and expect the drugs to do all the work for them. You know, these guys get juiced up on 2, 3, 4, sometimes more steroids, and 12 weeks later, they don't look like Mr. Olympia, okay? Dan Duchesne, the man, said it best. He said, steroids are not magic, and magic things do not happen when you take these drugs. I'll give you this example and leave you with this. Most gyms have more than a few steroid users in their ranks. Almost always, not a one of them is a champion at anything. Think about that as you make your own decision to use drugs. It's a very personal decision. It should be arrived at after very careful thought and consideration about the risks and the possible rewards of that drug use. Just understand that if you know you do go to the dark side, the drugs are not magic.
You got to do the work. You got to do the work. In fact, I'm a strong believer that if you're going to use drugs, you have to be 100% on your game because you can't use them forever. They take their toll. So if you're taking them, if you're using these drugs and you're partying on the weekends with your friends and drinking beer and doing all that stuff, you're wasting the opportunity to really grow. And so I'm a big believer in if you're going to use the drugs, that you got to be 100% dedicated to the game. And everything else has to be secondary. So you can squeeze every little bit of gains out of it because you are literally putting your health at risk. And I've used them all. I'm exactly the opposite of Rob. And I loved them all. And even the trend I loved. You know, harsh as it was, I loved getting into the gym and feeling that strong. And that's something that's hard to forget. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we've got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. CoachRobRegish.com brought to you here, the Blueprint Hour. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website.
Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high-protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy, plus wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted until my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Maybe I didn't love you.
So what do you think? Should I compile all the mashups that we've been using for the past 10, 11 years and provide them to the listeners for the cost of shipping?
That way we're,
I got to see what people think. This is a great mashup. Listen to this. Willie Nelson and U2, really? Yeah. All right, so what is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob Regish?
Tip of the day this week is bodybuilding versus strength training. So the other day I was squatting. I had an interesting experience with another guy who wanted to use the power rack. So he approached me as I was resting in between sets, and he asked how much longer I have. I told him it's going to be a minimum of 25, 30 minutes, but I rest a long time in between sets, so he's welcome to work in.
Yeah.
And while he declined, he made it a point just to stand around, you know, and, like, hover over me.
Like, to try you think he was trying to rush you through it, or he wanted to watch?
Yeah, no, I think he wanted to rush me through it. Yeah. But
it's moments like that that you wish you had a good protein fart in the breech.
Yeah.
Hey, while you're standing there watching me, breathe this in for me.
Yeah, I think what really set him off was I was resting, you know, a good 10, 15 minutes in between sets. And while I'm resting, he says to me, he says, you know, you'll never grow like that, resting that long. And he says, you risk the muscle getting really cold.
Oh, he's a genius, this guy.
Yeah, I said, well, I said, is that so? And then I just hit him with this. I said, I'm not bodybuilding. I'm strength training. Big difference. It is crucial that you stick to a plan to achieve your goals, whatever they are in the gym. So for me, it's getting stronger, okay? And if you want to be at your strongest every set, you need to rest between sets more than 3 minutes. This gentleman assumed I was in the gym, I think, for the same reason he was. You know, bodybuilding, build maximum amount of muscle tissue. And while I've developed a fair amount of muscle, you know, more and more and more of that is not necessarily my ultimate goal. My goal is to be as strong as possible, and then I just let the chips fall where they may. You know, you'll build plenty of muscle doing that, by the way. It might take a little longer, but in my opinion, it's better. Alternatively, he may have assumed I was just lazy, you know, and taken forever. Nothing is further from the truth. Everything I do, there's a reason there. Traditional bodybuilding style training differs in that rep ranges are usually higher, anywhere between 6 and 10 for the upper body, reps up to 20 in the lower body, and the rest periods are compressed, oftentimes to 3 minutes or less. So it takes about 3 minutes for the muscle to replenish its chemical energy used during a set. Bodybuilders will often rest 2 minutes, even 1 minute or less. And that works for hypertrophy, but for an entirely different reason than heavier weight and lower reps. You know, between workouts, the muscle cell soaks in more water, and it attempts to store an amount of chemical energy way above and beyond it went into with in the last workout. So strength training, on the other hand, heavy weights, low reps, slower pace, thickens the actual muscle fiber, so-called myofibrillar hypertrophy. You know, it might take a little longer than sarcoplasmic hypertrophy that the bodybuilder gets, but here's the difference. If you build your muscle with heavy weights, long rest periods, lower reps, it sticks around a lot longer, even in the face of no training for months and months. People who grow via sarcoplasmic hypertrophy, you know, by using faster pace training, they lose muscle fast during a layoff. So it's crucial you understand the difference and train accordingly. It is not necessarily one or the other, just, you know, understand which is which and how they work. Finally, please don't make any assumptions as to what other people are training for, okay? Because different people have different goals, and they're not always yours. Some people, like me, chase strength. Others, max muscle, and still others just want to feel better after a workout. So I train a woman with a chronic condition wherein her joints are fusing together permanently. Okay? This is going on in her spine and all of a sudden in other joints. Most women want to look good in a bikini. This woman judges her progress by how good she feels in and out of the gym because her doctors have left her with no hope. They literally told her there's nothing she can do and to go home and just let things progress. Needless to say, she's in there working hard twice a week and feels fantastic. Her doctors can't figure this out. She wants to perform ladders and 20 rep squats with the hip belt, because, again, her spine is afflicted. Why? Because it's a mountain to a climb. It is something to conquer. And when she does, and she almost always does, the look on this woman's face is priceless. It is all the payment that I need. So know your goals, know what your goals are, and stick to your guns. It's useful to get feedback from others, but understand very few people have an interest in helping you. You know, they're more concerned with taking you down a peg to feel better about themselves, I guess, which is a sad commentary, but it is what it is.
Everybody's a genius about training.
Everybody.
What did they, but just curious, what did the guy look like? I mean, you don't have to be mean, but what did he look like?
To me, he was an average-sized guy, maybe 200 pounds, 5'9". You know, he had some muscle on him, but, you know, it's... We got big ego problems in our gym. I know we're not unique, but You know, what I want you to understand is this.
Well, how could your muscles cool off in 3 minutes? Like, is this guy, this guy's got to be, he's got to, I mean, he's either making stuff up or he's getting really bad information, because if that was true, the Olympic lifters would literally rip muscles off their bones every single time they get out there and lift, because they've been sitting for 15, 20 minutes in between lifts. And then they're, throwing 500 pounds around.
All right, so here's the bottom line. You know, nail yourself to goals and work hard to achieve them. Do not concern yourself with others and their opinions. And most importantly, listen to the man, Charles Staley, in the upcoming segment. Because you know this, Carl, going way back. Charles talks, I listen. I've used his escalating density training to great effect, and his other methods, which are no less ingenious. I'm really excited to listen along.
Yeah, Charles is a good dude. When I lived out in Phoenix, I was able to go to his gym and watch what he does, and he does some great stuff. Coach Rob, you and I are off the air next week because it's Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. No, we're not. What am I talking about? Are we? I don't know. No, we're not. We're not. Okay. We're not. I'm wrong. Don't listen to me. I'm fasting. And I'm microdosing at the same time, so... Go ask Alice. Those of you old enough know what I'm talking about. Go ask Alice. I will talk to you next week, brother.
Okay, man. Great. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Coach Charles Staley for the two-hour strength and conditioning extravaganza goes on.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana a banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com olyn.com/CARBGUIDE.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I'm 44 hours into a 72-hour fast. And as many of you have been following my experimentation with microdosed LSD, I am microdosed today. My brain is working fine. And it's not an illusion that I actually have Coach Charles Staley on with me. How you doing, Charles?
That was quite a segue. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, you know me, Charles. I mean, I bear it all to the audience. I don't hide anything. And you know that I got to tell you something. It's really caused me more problems in my life than anything else because there are wicked people out there who like to try to demonize me and they use my own words against me. But the reality is that I can't do it any other way. I can't be the thing that most people say about me when they meet me for the first time who've listened to the show for years is Carl Lenore is exactly who he is on the air. And I guess they expect me to be somebody different. But no, what you see is what you get with me. And that will be my legacy when I'm gone. People will not be able to come back and say, oh, you know, he was a real phony. This is how he was off the air. And then he was this is me. Anyway, today's show is really, really important. So whether you want to build strength or build muscle, as we were talking about in the last hour, with Coach Rob Regish, you can actually get there using the primary pattern workout that Charles has devised. And keep in mind that Charles is the guy who came up with escalating density training. So pay attention. Talk about the primary pattern workout. How did it come about?
Well, interestingly enough, when I describe this, if you are out there listening and you're training in a legitimate, efficient way, you may find that you're already doing this or something similar to it. But basically, the idea is that if you base your workouts around primary patterns, and in my system, I differentiate between pushing and pulling, which are the upper body patterns. And then in terms of the lower body, there is squatting and hinging. And so if you do a push, a pull, a squat, and a hinge each workout, and those would be the compulsory exercises of that workout, then your training is going to be efficient and it's going to be legitimate and it's going to keep you on track and minimize the amount of kind of useless fluff that you might otherwise be doing.
Now, are you doing this push, pull, squat, and hinge movement all in the same session?
Yes.
Would you use a priority where, because obviously one of the things that I've learned, and please correct me if I'm off base on this, at least for me, the stronger I get, the harder it is for me to do an whole body workout in a single session. Because if I start out with chest, I give so much to chest that when it comes time to do back and legs, I just don't have the gas. So would you prioritize? Would you start one session off with a push, one session off with a pull, one with the squat, and one with the hinge?
Yep. There are different ways to do this. This can actually be incorporated into a lower-upper split as well, but the base method here is that you're doing whole-body workouts, and you do them in a circuit pattern. So that way, no particular pattern gets the bulk of your time or energy, if that makes sense. So this is a way of keeping you, this is a way of protecting you from yourself in a certain way. So when you look at all the guys out there who are bench press fanatics, and, you know, they spend the first hour of their workout bench pressing, and then their shoulders hurt, and you wonder why. And the reason is because you're putting the bulk of your time and energy and passion into the bench press, and then everything else is kind of back burner. So if you train in a circuit, it's not only more efficient in terms of, you know, time and energy, but it also ensures that no particular pattern or muscle group is getting most of your time and energy, if that makes sense.
And real quick, for those of you who are listening to the show, if you feel that I missed something, you can actually read this article in its entirety on TNation.com in the training area. So, you know, please further your education about what we're talking about there with the article. Okay, so explain to me why you feel this is a better approach than, say, a body part split, where one day you train back and one day you train chest and you give it everything you've got in that session and you have a week to recover.
Yeah. Well, I think if you are conspicuously big and strong, I think that the so-called bro split is a good way to go. But if you are not that strong and, you know, so for example, if your maximum bench press is less than 300 pounds, and you're doing one chest day per week, I don't care how hard you work, you're recovered in a couple of days. And so you're going to be losing ground for 3-4 days during the week. So I base training frequency, muscle group per muscle group on how strong you are, because the weights that you use in your training determines how much damage you're doing to yourself and therefore how much recovery you need. So it only goes to reason that if you know, for example, if you are a relatively new beginner and bench pressing 20 pound dumbbells is difficult for you, you could bench press literally every day and still recover. But if you're bench pressing 150 pound dumbbells, that's a whole different animal because you're doing much more damage and therefore your recovery will take much longer.
Interesting. Okay, so let's go through the primary pattern workout. So you have a push, a pull, a squat, and a hinge. Do you have specific
Correct.
Exercises that you think pair well with this type of a training protocol?
Well, and by the way, some people use more patterns, like my friend John Russin uses 6 patterns. I've kind of incorporated what he would call a lunge pattern into the squat pattern. So for me, the squat pattern includes all forms of squat and unilateral leg work, such as, you know, lunges and step-ups and things like that. So for most people who have, like, common goals, you want to be bigger and or stronger and or leaner, more muscular, you know, I think that you're better off changing those movements up. So, for example, a Monday workout might be a front squat, a back extension, a dumbbell bench press, and like a low cable row.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next workout might be a back squat, a hip thrust, a chin up, and a dumbbell overhead press, for example. So the more difference you can have between those workouts, the faster you recover because, you know, fatigue is specific. So that's the best way to run that.
Interesting. Now you've always liked pairing antagonistic movements, as you did with the EDT early on. You were the first person to really start looking at taking these antagonistic movements, squeezing them into a time frame, and causing a density, if you will, of movement.
Yeah.
This is a little bit different. You're not really doing, while you are doing some things that are antagonistic in the case of push and pull, you're not treating the legs that way at all. In fact, some would say you're not doing anything for the hamstrings. What would you say to them?
Well, I think the hinge pattern will recruit hamstrings in most cases. So if you think about, like, so common hinge exercises might be RDLs, weighted back extensions, you know, hip thrust, things like that. So that's where the hamstring training comes in.
Right.
And then, of course, anything that is squat-centric is going to be more of a quadricep emphasis. Now, keep in mind, when you squat, that's a squat pattern, obviously, in this system. But you are getting some glute and hamstring on that as well. So these are not exactly separate categories. There's some overlap.
And as I said before, on TNation.com, there are actually workout 1, workout 2, workout 3 set up for you. So it takes the thought process out of it if you want to try to follow this. What about progression in this type of a – since you're doing whole body routines – should you pay attention to progression the way you would, say, if you were specializing in, you know, a bench press, a deadlift, and a squat? Can you progress just as fast, or do you have to take into consideration the fact that you're doing the whole body?
Well, I think you have to take it into consideration for sure, but you're still looking for progression. And people get a little bit fixated and a little bit myopic sometimes when it comes to progression. And they think of it only as adding weight to the bar, and that is, of course, very legitimate. But, you know, you also need to be thinking about, you know, maybe on a given day, you don't think you can get more weight on the bar, but maybe you can get more reps with the same weight. Or maybe the weight and the reps are the same, but you can do an additional set. Or maybe you do the exact same workout, but you do it in less time, which is the density approach. So all of those approaches are valid. And, you know, when I'm training personally, as I'm getting through the workout, I'm trying to think to myself, okay, here's what I did last time around, and what is my best chance of improving upon this today? And sometimes you can add more weight to the bar. Sometimes you can add reps. You know, it just kind of depends. But, yeah, progression, obviously, critical.
Talk about the you have bulleted here, pattern program is efficient, and then for muscle and strength, concentrate on four primary patterns, and then each workout do four compulsory patterns. But you also have some optional work in here. Is this for the neurotic person who feels like if I'm not training my biceps, I'm really not working out? Or is this are these optional movements critical to the progress?
They could be critical. I'm trying to give people a structure to keep them on track, but I'm also trying to provide enough flexibility because obviously many people's favorite things are not incorporated into those four patterns. And actually, I know you're just joking, but it's not neurotic to want to do curls. I think it's totally fine. But, you know, if you think about it, that has much less metabolic impact than doing larger muscle groups. So it could be just anything that you need or want or like that is not incorporated into those patterns. So, for example, a lot of people like doing weighted carries. I like doing those myself. They're not really incorporated into any of those four patterns. So that would be a so-called optional movement. Or, of course, direct arm work, direct calf work, direct ab work. I don't think of those things as being particularly important in terms of really making a big change in your body, in terms of losing weight, getting muscular. But they can certainly have a role, and so that's where that is. And also, I've always liked to distinguish between, like, with my online clients, I've long given people compulsory versus optional exercises. And that's just so that you're not overwhelmed by the amount of work that you're looking at. So if you see compulsory and optional categories, you think to yourself, all right, well, I only really have to do four exercises, but then I'll just see about the five and six when I get to that point. And most people, once you get into the workout, things start clicking, and you'll probably do the optionals anyway.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. I just want to mention something to the audience. People used to train with Charles at his bed and barbell in Arizona. People used to travel from all over the world to train with him because he's that good at getting you to your goals. Well, guess what? You can train with him right now if you live in New York or Philadelphia or Texas or Utah, because you are now working with people on a distance training basis. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I've been doing that for, gosh, I think about 9 years now. So, yeah, I've got people from all over the world, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so if they want to reach you and they want to train with you, what is the process and what is the cost like?
Yeah, so people can go to scalystrategies.com for information and then just look for the online coaching link. And I've got prices that are based on how long your membership lasts. So month to month, it's $199 per month. But for 3 months, it's $450, which comes down to like $150 a month. Kind of goes like that.
Right.
And this
right.
is just, I like to encourage people to commit a little bit.
Yeah. And if you're looking to see your abs, Coach Staley isn't the guy. But if you're looking to be able to move heavy weight and have your body be in top physical condition and you take this seriously, he's the guy to choose. There's no doubt about it. I want to take a quick commercial break. Yeah, of course. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about rest periods and also time spent in doing the primary pattern workout, because I know that you are always observant of people's time. And that's why lots of businessmen like to work with you, because you don't say, oh, no, you got to be 3 hours in the gym or it's not going to work. So let's talk about how long people should be training and what kind of rest periods they can use. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio. Stay tuned.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Charles Staley about the primary pattern workout, which actually he's been employing himself. I've seen lots of his Instagram posts and Facebook posts where he talks about this exact workout, a push, a pull, a squat, squatting type movement, and a hinge. So you've always been very observant of time. In fact, that's the core of EDT. How long should this workout take me? And what about modulating rest periods in between?
Yeah, so as to your first question, you know, a cardinal rule when it comes to this stuff is that in order to improve, you have to be doing more difficult stuff than you're accustomed to doing. So there's just no real way around that. However, people tend to go a little bit too hard, a little bit too often. I think that's a common trend that I see. So I like to use 4-week cycles where the first week of training, you're coming maybe 3 reps away from failure.
Mm-hmm.
On all of your work sets. And when you're 3 reps away from failure, you can kind of cruise through that pretty quickly. It's not too difficult. So then on week 2, you're maybe 2 reps away from failure on your work sets. That takes a little bit longer, but not like anything too crazy. Then I like people to be 0 to 1 reps away from failure on week 3. And so needless to say, week 3 takes a little bit longer than week 2, et cetera. Week 3 is going to be your longest, hardest session. And then you'll deload on week 4, provided that you kind of earn that deload. So the whole objective of week 3 is to train so hard that you need that deload on week 4. So how long the workout takes is just going to depend on you. And so, for example, obviously, if you're a 600-pound squatter, you have many more warm-up sets to get to your working weight. So, and you're going to need more rest between sets. So that person's going to take much longer to train than somebody who's a 200-pound squatter. So, you know, that's kind of how that works.
Yeah. What about rest in between? A lot of people are 3 minutes in between greatest strength, but then there's the I want more hypertrophy, so I rest less in between. Do you have any feelings for that at all?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think one way to think of this is that when you're training for hypertrophy, you want insufficient rest. You want to take your next set before you feel like you're totally ready, whereas in strength training, now you're using heavy weights for low reps, so safety becomes a concern. And the whole point of strength training is to put more weight on the bar, so then rest will be a little bit longer, needless to say. So, yeah. And, you know, one thing I find with people is, I don't know if you've ever heard of Parkinson's Law as opposed to Parkinson's disease.
No,
but Parkinson's
I haven't.
Law, yeah, it's a very interesting concept. It just means that work tends to expand to the time allotted to it. So if you
we rate ourselves or govern our output so that we get it all done in the time allotted, and if there's more time allotted, we don't necessarily get more done. We just take longer to do it.
Yeah, it's funny. If you give yourself an hour, it takes an hour. If you give yourself 45 minutes, you can do it in 45 minutes. So what I find is that most people can go through workouts faster than they think. So I would just offer that as an encouragement to people. Like, you can probably get through your session faster than you think. So, you know, I don't like timing rest between sets per se. I think it's a little bit distracting, but it's not a bad idea to time your workouts and to be just kind of keeping an eye on the clock.
Yeah, I personally do that myself. I actually use the lap counter for each movement, and I try to keep each movement, depending on the weight that I'm using, anywhere from 15 minutes down to 8 minutes, depending on, because most of the time I'm doing 5 sets of everything. I just tend to find that more gratifying. I have to give a shout out real quick. We have a new listener in Kenya. His name is Dennis Amwoyo, and he's listening live to Superhuman Radio today from the live stream. So welcome to the show. Yeah. Yeah. I know that a lot of people do periodized training, right? And they you got to do this for 3 months, then you do that for 3 months. And I tend to be a little more ADHD-ish about my training, but I also have a great appreciation for sticking with the same routine long enough to squeeze every drop out of it. What about micro-periodization using this type of thing? So, you know, I run through the 3 workouts, giving priority to the different body parts at different times, so they're the lead and giving priority and giving focus. But maybe for 1 week, I use a weight that I am not even getting close to 3 reps away from failure. I'm maybe doing 25 or 30 reps. What do you think about that micro periodization approach that seems to be a favorite of those of us who have training ADHD?
Yeah, well, I think there are physiological laws, but there are also kind of psychological principles that need to be paid attention to. So I think there's a lot to be said to doing whatever it is that you will kind of commit yourself to. Mm-hmm. So, for example, a lot of times when people come in to train with me, and I'll say, okay, I've got these four exercises lined up for you, but I'm open to suggestions. And that's kind of a running joke with my clients. So what that means is maybe I've got a barbell squat programmed, but they would be much more enthused to do goblet squats. So we're going to do goblet squats because whatever you're more enthused to do, I think that should be respected. And the same goes for progressive overload for that matter. If you are more enthused about increasing the amount of reps you can get with a given weight than you are about putting more weight on the bar, I would go in that direction. So I think that applies to nutrition, by the way, too. You know, there are physiological laws, but basically you have to take people's psychology into account as well. I think it's
that. You can't get people to stick to a diet that they don't like. So you have to find diets that they like and get them to stick to
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, I think that's really important.
Do you have any preferences as far as time of day to train? This is something I'm starting to learn more and more. I've always trained early in the day, and I've always felt that training early in the day sets me up to do all the right things the rest of the day, because I feel like I have an investment in the day. I have equity in the day, so I have to eat right, take my supplements. But some people can't train early in the day. Do you care when your clients train?
No, I mean, not particularly. I will say this, though. I've trained both fairly early and like more like 4 to 5 p.m. And I will tell you this. If I'm training on my own, I'm not going to train at 4 to 5 because I've done a whole day of work and my energy is low. However, if I have training partners, or in the case of my clients, they have me, then you're going to have some energy and it's just going to happen. So, in the periods of time when I've had good training partners, I can train at 4 or 5 p.m. for sure. No problem. Because even though my energy is a little bit low, I walk in, the guys are there, it's going to happen. So that's one component. That's one thing I would take into account when it comes to when you train. Yeah, there's, you know, no matter how it boils down, you're getting out of your comfort zone, and it's going to be difficult either way, and there's pros and cons to going earlier. You go earlier, you just get it done. But, it just kind of depends on the schedule and what your social situation is as well.
I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about applying this approach to body weight training, which is, you know, it's becoming very popular today, and not just as an alternative to lifting heavy weight, but as a part of the periodized program. And I know you're a huge fan. I know that you believe strongly that the push-up is better than the bench press any day of the week, but the challenge is getting enough weight on your body to do them. So let's talk about that when we come back. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio and Charles Staley.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
At 58 years old, no, 56, I just made you older, Charles.
No, I'm actually 58.
Oh, this, okay, so this bio is a little old. So these PRs are probably old too, right? It says you have a 400-pound squat and a 510-pound deadlift. Are those still accurate?
They're still pretty accurate. I wish I was stronger now, 2 years later, but I don't know. For some reason, it gets harder as you go.
It does. And you know what? It's not so much that you're not strong as much as you're, I think the concern for injury becomes a little bit more, you know, when you're young, you don't believe you can get injured. After the first couple times you get injured, then all of a sudden it's like front and center. Like, oh, I don't know if that feels right. You know, let me stop that. Yeah. I don't think it feels right. But
I've been lucky when it comes to that. But, yeah, I think that's very true.
What do you attribute the fact that you've never been injured to?
You know, I would love to say it's because I'm so smart when it comes to my training and everything. But, you know, luck has something to do with that. I'm sure there's just luck involved. But I'm not like, I don't have like an adrenaline junkie kind of personality, to be honest.
Right. So you're sensible. You train sensibly.
I don't have like thrill-seeking behavior characteristics. So I think it has something to do with that. If something is bothering me, something doesn't feel right, I back off.
Yeah. And that's what I didn't do.
And it's not a virtue. It's just my nature.
So Brooks Cubic came on my show many years ago and told a story about he interviewed Jim Brown, the football player.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And Jim Brown holds the attribute of never being injured. Mm. And so Brooks interviewed him and asked him about his training and then asked him about the fact that he's never been injured. And Jim Brown astutely told Brooks that he never stretches. All these other guys are stretching. He says, I never stretch. He says, I don't stretch. He says, and so he says, the whole purpose of muscle is to keep the joints protected and together. When you stretch, you're actually trying to reverse that phenomenon. And he believed, at least for him, that the fact that he never did any of the stretching movements that his colleagues did, that's the reason he never injured himself. Where do you stand on stretching?
Well, first of all, I would love to sort of embrace what he just said there because I don't stretch either. However, I just have to say, and what this really reminds me of is a lot of times the greats aren't really sure why they're great.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, like, and I don't know if that's the case with him or not, but you know, a lot of times we attribute our success to things that don't really contribute to our success. So that's just been my experience over the years. But I think my mobility is okay. It's nothing special. But I just find it less than exciting to do. And I don't find much immediate gratification in it. So it's something I kind of wrestle with. Half of me thinks that I should be doing it more. The other half of me thinks, well, I'm almost 60 and I've had no injuries and I'm still really strong. So I don't see what the problem is that needs to be fixed. So, yeah.
No, I'm with you. I don't stretch either, but I've injured myself. But I've injured myself because I've ignored, every time I've injured myself, I've ignored a warning sign.
That might be more what's behind it. And, you know, I do think it's possible to get injured because you don't have adequate mobility to do a certain task. That's certainly a thing. But as Jim Brown was alluding to, you can also become injured because you don't have adequate, you know, joint mobile stability.
Protection, so, stability, right. Exactly.
You know, there's a sweet spot in there somewhere.
Yeah. When I tore my tricep, I had been dealing with a couple months of nagging tendonitis in the elbow.
Oh, interesting.
When I tore my three left hamstring attachments, that day I started deadlifting, I noticed, I was very aware that my hamstrings were tight. But I thought they would just loosen up after a couple heavy pulls.
Hmm.
And when I tore my right hamstring attachment, one, doing heavy dumbbell back extensions, I had just done heavy dumbbell back extensions 4 days earlier.
Yeah, so you wouldn't expect.
And you've written about this. You know, I'm the guy who that doesn't take enough time off. And now I've completely changed, and I'm making better gains now than I ever have, and my body looks different. Well, you know, so I decided I'm going to. I remember when I was powerlifting, I used to train one day on and 2 days off, and I got so strong. And I was younger. You know, I was 10 years younger. So I decided to do a modified one-on, one-off and let my day and my life dictate which were on and off. I insist on having one day off after a training session. And if it turns out that I need two or three, I just do it. And Elisa even said it to me yesterday. She goes, man, you look so much more muscular. I says, I know. I'm training less. And it prompted me to do a show. I should have attributed that show to you, to be honest with you, because you've been talking about this longer than anybody, that most of us are training way too often, way too hard. And I did a show the other day, and the premise of the show was, if you knew that training less would actually allow you to reach your goal, whether it's musculature or strength, faster, do you have the courage to tell your OCD back off?
That's because, a great question.
Because my ego takes over. My ego takes over.
Well, that's a great question, and the way that you answer that question tells you a lot about your personality, doesn't it? Like for me personally, like I would just say yes. I would just train less if I knew it would lead to better results, for sure.
I'm the guy who, this is when I was still lifting very heavy, okay? And I'm the guy who trained back on a Monday and was in the gym Wednesday morning doing my warm-up cardio to train legs or train chest or whatever, and see a buddy comes in and deadlifting and thinking about changing my training to go and train back again because I wanted to go deadlift with him because I knew I was stronger than him. And so I wanted to go pull with him. And I'm like, really, dude? You just trained back and crushed yourself 2 days ago. Is your ego making you that dumb that you would go and train back again just to train with somebody so you could show them that you're stronger than them? I'm that guy. I admit it. Look, I'm that guy. This is AA. You know, hey, I'm Carl Lenore. I'm a douchebag.
I think it's good to know what your proclivities are. You know, I think that's a very strong starting point. And that's very interesting. I love that question, though. That's a great one.
For me, it's working. I'm training less and I feel good. Here's another thing I want to mention. So we're always looking for ways to gauge overtraining.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Dan John came on my show many years ago and talked about tapping a key on the keyboard. How many times can you tap it in a minute? Because that actually is a good indication of mechanical stress and overtraining. Then we've always had the, do you wake up with a rapid heartbeat? Do you start having trouble sleep? Well, let me tell you another sign of overtraining. You start to lose your libido. Sex doesn't seem that interesting, and the morning wood isn't as stiff as it usually is. And I don't care, and I'm on HRT, guys. It's not like as though, you know, I'm on HRT, so this is more about mechanical stress to the body and saying, you know what, from an evolutionary perspective, you are really having a hard time coping with your life. You should not be having babies right now because you can't even get your own stuff done, obviously. You can't bring your life.
Yeah.
No, that's what it is. So if you start to notice that your libido is dropping, the morning wood isn't as stiff as it usually is, you're waking up with rapid heartbeat, you're having trouble sleeping, or if you do Coach Dan John's very, very accurate way to quantify, you just pick a key on the keyboard when you're well rested, tap it for 1 minute and record how many times you tapped it. And then when you start thinking you're getting overtraining, do it again. You'll find you can't tap it as fast. That means if you ignore those things, then you are actually training to wear yourself out instead of to get bigger and stronger.
Yeah, and you know, I think all of those measures are valid for sure. I mean, I just out of practicality's sake, I tend to just look at your performance in the gym as the main thing. It's just, I just find it to be most practical. But yeah, and libido is really just a function of energy, so and stress. So if your energy is high, your stress is low, your libido should be there. And yeah, it's just a sign that you know, you're barely coping with your lifestyle. So for sure.
But you know what the trouble with looking at performance in the gym, and Adele Moussa wrote a blog post about this a couple years ago. Those of us who abuse caffeine and pre-workouts, the caffeine in the pre-workout almost guarantees that you will become overtrained because you will go into the gym and train maybe 10 or 15% harder than you physically could without it. So you are effectively overreaching every single day. And then when the caffeine wears off, you feel like crap. But the next morning you just dose it again and you go back into the gym and you push yourself. If you're using caffeine and pre-workouts for every workout, there is a high probability that you are at least overreaching and possibly overtrained. What would you say to that?
Yeah. I think that's possible. By the way, that's one of the reasons why I insist that people go 3 reps from failure on week one, and so forth and so on. It's just another way to just keep yourself in check.
Yeah. Give your website again. We're going to take our last commercial break.
Yeah, thanks. It's stalystrategies.com.
There you go. You want to get stronger? Go there. We'll be right back.
Followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Charles Staley. I'm going to get to the question I had promised to get to in the last segment, and that is, can you use the primary pattern workout with body weight training? Let's say you wanted to, I'm actually giving body weight training a try here for a little while. What do you think?
Well, in some cases, yes. In other cases, it's a little bit more difficult. But needless to say, things like pull-ups and chin-ups are part of the pulling pattern, and they're like super, super good movements. You mentioned push-ups earlier. If you can find a way to load those sufficiently, that's a great movement as well. By the way, another pushing pattern, if you are sufficiently athletic, would be like handstand push-ups, things like that. And also dips would be part of the pushing pattern. So dips are phenomenal, provided that your shoulders can tolerate it. Squatting, a little bit more difficult. Now, you could do a split squat, but if it's only body weight, you know, you're going to have to do a lot of reps to make that difficult enough. It works better in some cases than others. And, you know, your muscles don't really know the difference between body weight and loaded. They just know tension. So I think in some cases it works well, and in other cases not as well.
Well, and I guess if you have a nice set of kettlebell, I have power block dumbbells and yep. Power block kettlebells at home that are adjustable. And so, you know, you could do loaded squats if you want with one or two of those and add a little weight to it. I like the idea of doing split squats. That's something that Mike Boyle has talked about on my show several times. You know, train one leg at a time. His opinion is you live life on one leg at a time, unless you're a powerlifter squatting. You live life on one leg at a time, so you should train one leg at a time. You could get, like you said, the body doesn't know why it feels heavy. It just feels heavy. That's it.
Right. And when you're using body weight movements, for example, if a push-up is not as difficult as you'd like it to be, you can just use slower tempos, or you can use more challenging joint angles. For example, you could do like an elbows tucked type of push-up, which for most people is going to be more difficult, so yes. Things like that. Yeah. Or you can use like push-up handles to increase your range of motion. There's different things you can do.
Yeah. I may try the primary pattern approach using the new body weight workout that I'm doing. And I, like I said, I'll use dumbbells, and I'm going to have to get a weight vest. That I'm going to have to do. Because
that is a great tool. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And how heavy do they go, these weight vests? I mean, what should I be looking for?
I've seen them up to 80 pounds at least. Yeah. So you can get them really heavy.
Yeah, that would make a difference. Great stuff, huge. Charles, as always. You're really the thinking man's trainer, in my opinion. The fact, well, when you look at EDT and what you did with that, I mean, that continues to prove over the test of time. And I have a feeling that the primary pattern workout is going to be the breakout workout for a lot of people. You can go to the wonderful website, tnation.com, t-nation.com, if you don't know about it. And you can search there for the primary pattern workout plan. If you Google T-Nation, Charles Staley, and the word pattern, it comes right up.
Yep.
Because that's how I found
yep.
it this morning for the interview. Great stuff.
Cool.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
You too, Carl.
Christmas is weird in Arizona, isn't it? It's weird seeing Christmas trees on a palm. I mean, Christmas lights on a palm tree. I never could get used to that.
People go particularly nuts when it comes to like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas around here, and I think it's because there's not so much of a change of season, so people are kind of overcompensating a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what it seems like to me.
Pretty cool. Well, hopefully I'll be out in Arizona and you and I can hang out.
That'll be a blast.
Happy holidays, brother.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
All right, so there you have it. Coach Charles Staley, thank you for that. And, of course, Coach Rob Regish, CoachRobRegish.com. And we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today. And don't forget to try our Trantheal. I'm telling you, it makes eating so much easier. Bye-bye.